So the film is Trapped is kind of like one of those Mobius strip films where you have the thing that happens at the beginning of the movie. A guy goes through this, you know, kind of traumatic experience in the woods. And then at the end of the film, without spoiling it, it's strikingly similar to the beginning of the film. So where was your inspiration for this 5-minute short coming from?
Well, actually, for the that was a very interesting choice. What we did for that is, before we even started doing any production on the film, we tried to sort of lay out a timeline for what the film would look like what things would happen where, and instead of I looked at the timeline for a while and I thought for a second, what if I turned the line into a circle? And then I did that, and oddly enough, I like the idea of the whole beginning turning into the end type deal. So that was how that came to be.
What was it before then? Speaking of the creative process then, what was it before it was a circle?
Before it was just it was the entire film minus the ending. It was just the camera, it just cut to black after the big plunge to the big scare at the end.
So you saw it and you said, oh, but this opening scene just works naturally at the end as well.
Yeah,
that's good. So there's this kind of like bad guy, I guess, in the movie, the guy that scares our main protagonist. Mm-hmm. And I think by the name of your pictures, it kind of gives away who this guy is. You call the Slender Man, right? Okay, and you call it Slender Man Films is kind of your your company, so to speak, or your trademark for your productions. And so, who is this Slender Man guy? Where did he come from?
I'm actually not sure if it came from either just an internet new urban legend that's come around, or I've also heard that it's come from a really long time ago, an ancient folklore or something like that. And when we first thought of making a movie, we had played this game called Slender on the internet that I downloaded. And then after playing it a few times, we were like, wow, this is really scary. I bet you we can make a really cool movie to really get a bit different audience on it.
What is the game? What is Slender?
You start out and climb a fence and you're some girl with a camera, and you start the game and you have the flashlight and things, and you need to get a page. You have to get eight pages. You have to get 8 pages, and each page you get, the faster Slenderman comes for you. And not so far, I don't really know anybody who's gotten 8 pages, but people have been done.
Does that reference in the film, kind of at one point, the protagonist kind of starts picking up these notes with kind of creepy scribbles on them?
We have the same pages in the backpack, so it does trace back to the game.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. You were shooting at night. What kind of challenges does that pose?
Lighting, definitely. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of lighting challenges in that. We only have 4 lights to work with, and that's 4 light poles. And we really had, between each and every different shot, we have to position those light poles everywhere else. But not just position them so that the light looks good, but also position it so that there's enough light in the entire scene. Not just so you can see the character, the subject, but that you can see where that subject is in the scene. So you can see the background. The background is properly lit too. That was probably the biggest challenge. I think the second biggest challenge was getting people to volunteer to help, because of course we're not paying them or anything like that. We're just doing it because, hey, we're making a Slenderman movie. Do you want to help? And they're like, yeah, sure. Because a lot of people at our school are familiar with the Slenderman concept in the game. So they thought it was cool. It was a cool idea to do. Of course they thought it was cool until they were up at 2 o'clock in the morning doing it. Then they were just getting really cranky. But our crew was, we had a really good crew. We had a lot of good people who were willing to put their free time aside and help us with the film. I think that's one of the big things about this film that I learned is it really depends on what kind of people you get. Because sometimes there'd be people who were they don't really devote themselves to it. On different productions, there are people who don't really devote themselves 100%, and I think on this film we had everybody just always giving 100% on our film.
You mentioned that people can get cranky at, you know, 1 and 2 in the morning, and you guys are the ones in charge of the production, basically. What did you learn about the process of being in charge and being the directors and having to make all this work during the production of this film?
Well, as later as it got, the more cranky people got. So you can't just yell at them since you're not paying them. They're there to volunteer. They're our friends. So I will admit I did have to yell at them a couple times to just even get up and do something because they're just trying to sleep while we're trying to get a shot that we need their help with. And just getting everyone together to do one thing at once was sure a challenge. When it got later in the day, even myself, I lost some consciousness towards the end. There was a point where I passed out on the back of a truck.
I feel really bad for everybody else on the film because I was mainly the one who was doing everything. And you would probably think that was the hardest job, but I think I had the easiest job because I was the one who, I didn't have to wait around for anybody. Like, I was the one giving all the instructions, giving all the orders, directing everybody. And there was not really a dull moment in my position. But everybody else, they were waiting for me to do this, waiting for me to do that, waiting for the shot to get done with. And I mean, like, I never had a moment of where I could really rest. But I mean, everybody else got that. I mean, like, although that sounds like it's a good thing to have, I mean, like, you can just like pass out and then the next second, I mean, like, you either have me or Kyle like yelling at you to get up. So I mean, I think that I had it the easiest out of everybody because I always had something to do. Kyle, he had it the second easiest, obviously, because he's the co-director. And but yeah, that was it was a interesting experience filming at night in the woods. So
and the temperature when it got super cold.
Oh yeah, and the temperature, it got really really cold and really really windy on some days. And location too. We actually filmed the first sequence in a different location on this street. Yeah, that was fun. We filmed it on a cul-de-sac in the same neighborhood. By the way, this whole film was shot in Kyle's backyard. He has a lot of property behind his house, and there's a lot of woods and a lot of stuff like that. I think we made it look like a lot bigger than it was because we didn't.
Trees.
Yeah, a lot of creepy trees. So we looked back there. We're like, you know, this is where I want to film this.
So Jonathan, this is your second visit to South by Southwest. Then. With a picture. Kyle, have you been to the festival at all, just as an attendee or anything?
This will be my first time.
Okay, great. So, first of all, what was it like for you last year? What are you looking forward to, Kyle?
Last year was a lot of fun. I was completely blown away to see how my film looked on the big screen. Although there were major problems with how they played it back, I think they sped up my film by about like really small percentage, but I could tell because I was working with the film The Apparition a lot. So I mean, like, I noticed that they sped it up a little bit and the music cues were a little faster, everything was a little bit quicker, so I wasn't really happy with that. But my overall experience, it was really good. A lot of people there to connect with. I made a lot of friends going there, and also the opportunity, I got interviewed here last year, led to me having a really good mentor program with Will Underwood. He teaches at St. Mary's Hall. So that was a big, huge thing. That was a big, huge opportunity that I got to be a part of. So yeah, I had a lot of fun there.
I'm looking forward to being able to see the movie that we created ourselves on a big screen. Just seeing thousands of people in the audience being able to see something that we created, and I think that'll just be an amazing thing to see. I'm also looking forward to seeing the music part of the festival. I've heard lots of good rumors about.
Finally, you're both seniors, and what are your plans for this coming year?
Well, next year I'm going to be enrolling in San Antonio College. For my first 2 years, I'm going to get my basics out of the way there. And in the meantime, like I said, I have a mentorship program. I'm currently enrolled in a class called ISM, Independent Media Study at O'Connor, which is a really good class to take. It's where you get to get a mentor in any field that you want to study. So I want to study film, but if I wanted to be a doctor, like, I could get a doctor to be my mentor. It's really cool stuff. Find a mentor. So my mentor is William Underwood, and he's a really good mentor. He teaches me a lot. So Yeah, so we've discussed things about, you know, jobs over the summer, sort of gigs here and there. So I'm pretty much going to have college along with jobs, and I'm pretty sure that during those jobs that I'm going to take, I mean, that would go into a lot of networking. I'm probably like to meet a lot of people in the field in San Antonio. But after those 2 years, I'm pretty sure that I'm really looking forward to moving to like a bigger film oriented city, like probably LA or New York, probably LA because they're like the biggest, film oriented, state, but, city. Yeah. LA is a city, not a state. So yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. That's what I'm going to do after high school.
I might be enrolling into Corpus Christi A&M. Or UTSA, I'm not too sure yet. And after been filming this film as well as many others, I've also been kind of thinking into going into the film industry myself. But I'm not too sure yet. I'm still going to find my own journey to see where my life takes me.
Well, Kyle and Jonathan, thank you so much for coming in today. And I really liked your picture. Thank you for sharing it with me.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good.